Hey, this is Rupa. About a year ago, I was in Chicago trying to document the swing from life under Obama to life under Trump, asking questions mostly about hate incidents because they were rising like crazy. But I was trying to talk to random people, not necessarily ones who'd had something happen to them. One of the people I talked to was a guidance counselor on the Near West Side. His name was Brian Heidel. We sat in a park outside his grade school, and there were kids in uniforms playing in the grass in front of us.
There is something that seems like a difference this year. And I guess I didn't think about it until we were just talking about it, but that the students calling the teachers racist has gone up this year.
Because the faculty is mainly white and the kids are mostly minority?
That is true. It's clear to the kids that the teachers don't come from where they come from. And don't deal with the same, like, don't know the same things that they know. I don't think they're wrong. Like, I don't necessarily think they're right. They're 12, and their conception and knowledge of, like, what's going on around them is a 12-year-old's conception and knowledge. But they're not wrong. They're, like, calling something, they're talking about the uncomfortableness of something that's there.
But is it weird for you as, like, a white guy navigating that? I'm assuming you're a white guy.
I'm a white guy. Yeah, I think it is. But I wouldn't say it's hard. I would just say, like, you do the work, and then you, like, do the work with the kids.
That's a lot of work other people wouldn't be willing to do.
That's why they don't work here.
That conversation got me a little obsessed with the role schools must be playing in the country right now. During the election, we all talked about how we're all stuck in our bubbles, but public schools are where those bubbles are broken, to a certain extent, and people have to interact with people who aren't like them, all while this whole national debate about race, history, and truth is playing out. The thing is, it's really hard to get into schools as a reporter and tell a full story about how schools are handling race issues. I tried several across the country. And then something happened in the next town over from where I live. A group of high schoolers made a video about their experiences with racism at school. And they didn't use names, but if you lived in the district or were a kid in public school, you could probably put together which teachers were being talked about. And some of those teachers were not very happy. The whole thing made one of the oldest, richest, most educated, and most diverse communities in America question itself. Cambridge, Massachusetts. I put in a request to Cambridge Public Schools and kept at them for 4 months before they agreed. But then, yeah, the superintendent let me come in to do a story. By that time, I had pretty much given up, so I was pretty surprised when he said yes. The superintendent's name is Kenny Salim. He's the son of ethnic Chinese immigrants from Indonesia. So I asked him straight up, why? Why let me in to do a story? And he said, people have to be willing to be vulnerable if we're ever going to understand how to live together.
Everyone has implicit biases. I mean, it's just the nature of our world, and that's not a judgment.
And schools have to prepare kids to deal with that, because no matter what's happening now, today's kids are going to grow up into a more diverse world, and hopefully a more integrated one. So that's what I've been working on for the last few months. It's a much bigger story than I expected. And it's almost done, but I could use a bit more time. So do me a favor and meet me back here in 2 weeks. I'm Rupa Shenoy, and that's what's coming on Otherhood from PRI.